Okay, welcome guys back to the project. Project Year right here. Rishev, another second marathon on podcasting, and we're just kind of nailing them back to back. Again, if you want to learn more about this venture and what we're doing here, this is the Relief Shelter. Place for those without family, place for those without a safe, secure place to belong. And I'm just going to go ahead and say again, this is SOL, Slice of Life, plus IRL in real life combined together to create something that's a little bit pragmatic and yet still a little bit imaginative. And what we're going to do next is continue off on what we have here, Wikipedia. So where we left off in the previous podcast video is we were covering a lot of topics relating to Apple as well as YouTube Studio and so on and so forth. So now we're over on Wikipedia, and we said that we were doing some market research as well. So we covered a little bit of the top five different categories and genres, not particularly in sci-fi. I mean, obviously didn't go fully in depth into it, but if you want, you can also go ahead and just Google that up. All right, so next, I thought this was interesting, right? I mentioned in the previous episode that what I always like to do is search up the companies over on Wikipedia and kind of copy over the URL and so on and so forth. So what we have here is Apple Inc. On Wikipedia. The American multinational technology company headquartered HQ'd in Cupertino, California. Apple is the world's largest technology company by revenue. US $394 billion in 2022 revenue. And as of March 2023, Apple is the world's biggest company by market capitalization. All right, so we're not going to go through the entire thing, obviously, and there's not a whole lot of reason, but I thought what was really interesting is obviously usually when I go to Wikipedia for a company, I want to see how it was founded. And this is particularly important for me when I'm creating new accounts. You know, I want to see their startup name, for example. And it was called Apple Computer Company in 1979 through 1980. Founded April 1st, 1979 by Steve Jobs, Steve Wozniak. And I thought this is funny too as well because I have heard of the name Steve Wozniak and I didn't really know what he was all about. Ronald Wayne is a partnership. The company's first product was Apple I, first or whatever. Computer designed and entirely hand-built by Wozniak. To finance its creation, Jobs sold his Volkswagen bus and Blida sold his HP 65 calculator. A lot of his stuff here is particularly interesting. If I go further down here, you can see I didn't know that Apple actually looked like this. Obviously, this goes back to 1980s or 1979. And you can see their large, kind of clunky, square 3D block of a computer monitor at the time, and even the keyboards back there. But that was, of course, for that era, that was the cutting edge of technology. So this is really interesting. And then we have also a model here of the Macintosh, the first one released in 1984. And that's the first mass market personal computer PC to feature an integral graphic user interface, GUI. Somewhere along the lines here also was really interesting, of course, learning about the relationships between Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak, and how Steve Jobs had apparently one of his own departments and he was kicked off of it apparently. Jobs, angered by being pushed off the Lisa team, took over the company's Macintosh division, and they envisioned Macintosh as a low-cost computer Wozniak and Raskin had. But Jobs quickly redefined Macintosh as a graphical system that would be cheaper than Lisa, undercutting his former division. So there was a lot of drama within the company, basically between the owners of the company. And Jobs is also hostile to the Apple II division, which at the time generated most of the company's revenue. Okay, so that's very interesting. And, you always hear about the power dynamics that play inside a large company. Well, here's an example of that. And I can see that, okay, basically, this is what people are talking about when it said that Steve Jobs, there was some drama in the backdrop. Okay. All right, so that's got to do with Apple. And now we have over here on the side here, number of the beast, mark of the beast. I must have clicked here because there was a link from over the Apple Incorporated page on Wikipedia. And it says here, this is a mark of the beast. Right. So this has to do with, I think, Steve Jobs branding one of his products using 666. So number 666. And I wanted to understand why 666 is such a, you could say, evil the same number, right? So 666 is usually associated with a Satanist religion and stuff like that. So the classical Greek work, Greek word chiragma, translated as mark, mark of the beast, in Revelation 13:16. So that's a Bible, Psalms, and that's a biblical reference. Can also mean any mark, engraved, imprinted, or branded, stamped money, document, or coin. Mark of the Beast is interpreted differently across the four main areas of Christian eschatology. I don't know what that means, eschatology, but I'm assuming that's along the lines of mythology or something like that. So Christian eschatology, major branch of study within Christian theology, deals with last things. The word derives from two Greek roots meaning last and study, involves the study of end things, whether the end of an individual life. The common preterist view of the Mark of the Beast, focusing on the past, is a stamped image of the emperor's head on every coin of the Roman Empire, the stamp of the hand, or the mind at all, without which one no one could buy or sell. New Testament scholar C.C. Hill notes, it is far more probable that the mark symbolizes the all-embracing economic power of Rome, whose very coinage bore the emperor's image and conveyed his claims to divinity. Okay. We're not going through further than that, but of course it gives me a general idea of what Mark of the Beast stands for and where 666 tends to come from. We can see up here some 666. And okay. Ewing Malmati, Greek numerals. Okay, so we'll close that. So that was a bit of learning about history and so on and so forth. Probably should have left that open, I'll be honest, because I wanted to learn a little bit more about that and make sure I could reference that. Okay. Next, we're about 6 minutes in. We have a YouTube tab here. I'm thinking of closing this. So the main reason why is because it clearly refreshed. So whatever was here originally is not here anymore. But I do see that there's a few interesting piece. There's a few interesting videos here that I might want to check out and react to. This is Jackson Miles. So this is the dancer with Taylor Dance and Jackson. This one's Polyphia playing God. So maybe we will react to some of this stuff here. So maybe we'll just save this, these two particularly. And I'm going to move this aside since it is going to be potentially a reaction. Okay. But we want to focus mostly on podcasting. So let's head on over to the last few tabs here on the side. And I'm going to pause it for a moment. We can see there's a movie on Sakura. And I'm going to basically reload the tabs and take a drink for the next 15 seconds. All right, next one. So this one has to do with a movie called Sakura. 2023 Wuxia film, so combat martial arts, directed by Donnie Yen, who also co-produced the film with Wang Jing. I don't know who that is, but for some reason we went over to Sakura. Ah, got it. So, okay, I understand what happened. So this is basically a tab before this one. I said it had to do with YouTube, but refreshed, probably had one of the videos on the recommended list as Donnie Yen. Again, martial arts. You can think of him as, you know, only second or third to Jackie Chan and Jet Li, like it's like the trio, Michelle Yeoh. And so he had a movie, and I was kind of checking out his filmography, I guess you could say, the profile, because there was an interview that he had with GQ, and I wanted to see what he was all about on Sakura. And it turns out that the movie was either never really released, or maybe it just wasn't rated really well. Anyways, after he's wrongfully accused of murder and subsequently exiled, Zhao Fan goes on the run in search of answers about his own mysterious origin story and the unknown enemies and so on and so forth. Sakura is not light on its feet, but it is a surprisingly well-realized star vehicle and adaptation. It's adapted from the Wuxia novel Demigods and Semi-Devils written by Jin Yang. Okay, so basically we just did a little bit of research on Donnie Yen. You can see here some actors that play in the movie, and I recognize some of these. Actually, this one here, Cheng Sing Fai. This guy is a very famous Hong Kong actor. He used to star in a lot of TV dramas from what was a classic Fairchild TV. It's like, what? Channel 36. I'm just pulling it all the way back. From 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. There was a lot of these like Hong Kong shows that he was involved in. Anyways. So that's that, and you can tell that this, even though Donnie Yen is, you know, particularly well acclaimed for his martial arts, 5.9 out of 10 on IMDb, so Sakura wasn't really particularly well released. It was released in theaters in Malaysia in January 16, 2023. Okay. 25 Rotten Tomatoes. Next. 1001 Ant-Man and the Wasp. Quantumania. 1001 Sakura. Here it is. So 71% tomato meter. That's not that bad, actually. I'm not sure which one. Oh, so tomato meter is by the critics and audience score is by the audience. Fewer than 50 ratings. So not a lot of people have watched this movie. I remember that from the video where Donnie was talking about Sakura, his idea and his conceptualization of Sakura was to make a movie specifically capable of conveying its message of martial arts without having to cover. It was basically a way to transcend language barriers. So basically it didn't have too much speech, but it was covering a lot of visualization, camera angles, cinematography that was supposed to tell the story for it. So that was the concept, and maybe that made it less of a hit for a general wide audience. I don't know. I have no idea. I'm definitely not a movie critic. It's not something I'm particularly excel at. Let's move on to the next couple tabs, where our goal, by the way, forgot to mention this a while back, but the goal is generally to have about 15 to 20 different tabs knocked off every single one of these podcast videos. See, at 11 minutes in, we have 10 more minutes, and let's keep the ball rolling. So I know that I definitely didn't meet the mark for 10 to 20 tabs, especially for the past couple videos, but we're going to try and make up for that now, okay? All right. Apple Podcasts. All right. So more on Apple. I can close off Sakura IMDb. Honestly, we don't really need that open. IMDb, or we might keep it open because for the sake of the video, naming the video, I want to remind myself that IMDb and Rotten Tomatoes are both included. Okay, Apple Podcasts. So we're kind of going full circle. In the previous video podcast, we actually covered a little bit on Apple Podcasts already. Also, probably many, many videos and podcasts ago previously. So, Apple Podcasts, Apple Support, iPhone, Choose Your Country, Region, Services, Apple News, AirPods, App Store, Apple Music, just searching it up. Probably because when I was first just trying to create an account, audio streaming service, media player application developed by Apple Incorporated for playing podcasts. Apple began supporting a podcast with iTunes 4.9, released in June 2005, with launch and so on and so forth. Initial release, June 26, 2012. Again, no need for that. We have down here at Apple Podcasts, all the way further down, we have the footer, shop and learn, account, entertainment, Apple Wallet, Apple Store, business for education, for healthcare, for government, healthcare, government, education, business. So those are the niches. Very good niches, by the way. But you think of the main domains of life, what are they? Business, education, healthcare, and government. Apple values, about Apple. And I thought that was a very comprehensive footer. So that's probably why this is still here. Nice, another one down for the count. Apple Podcasts for creators. Okay, create an Apple ID. Again, for most of you guys out there, I'm pretty sure a lot of people mostly choose Apple phones and iPhones over anything else like HTC or Samsung or Android or whatever. I obviously didn't have an account for that, so I had to go ahead and create one individually. Using existing Apple ID, enable two-factor authentication, verify your Apple ID fully activated by adding a valid payment method. You won't be charged until you make a purchase. Agree to the Apple Media Service terms and conditions from computer, from iOS device. Join Apple Podcasts Connect. You'll be linked to the Apple ID. Select individual if you're a person yourself or if you are a sole proprietor. Select the company, then agree to the terms of service, and so on and so forth. Close that off as well. Two, three more tabs here also on Apple Podcasts. So podcast RSS feed requirements. This one is for submitting if you're distributing your podcast over to Apple. Apple does provide requirements that you must meet. So technical requirements as well as content guidelines to provide a great experience for listeners, make it easier for them to find their new favorite podcast. To submit a podcast, you must have an Apple Podcast Connect account. If your podcast comes from an RSS feed, it must meet our technical requirements, include required tags for at least one episode, artwork, and so on and so forth. Your hosting provider should be able to help you address technical requirements, and it goes further down. And you can see here, there's a lot of stuff here. Incorrect casing, they're going through some errors that are commonly found for people who are basically adding their stuff over onto their RSS feed. I don't know how to do this. This is not something that's particularly important to me. And I'm not much of a programmer or coder, so there's that too. Okay, going further down, I can see it's just some of the table of the characters and names. So we can close this. It's not particularly relevant to me. But actually, we can leave this here because I think I'm going to forget about this topic. But of course, once the video ends, the intention is to close all these tabs here that we've covered. Okay. Next, podcasters.apple.com. So give your ideas a voice. If you have something to say and the world deserves to hear it, find tools and resources to help you create your first, next, or best podcast. Go further down. Turning a fan base into a community, the sisters who kill creators grew their audience by treating them like friends, and so on and so forth. Find a partnership to help you publish your subscription. Manage your podcast subscriptions. So this sounds a lot like just partnerships they're kind of showing. Blueberry, Libsyn, RSS.com, Omni Studio, Get the Word Out. So a lot of promotion and stuff like that. Okay. This one we can close right now. Apple Podcast Connect. Okay. The list is endless. We have like 10 different tabs for Apple right now. I can tell it's just because, once again, I just have too many tabs open. So Apple Podcast Connect, you would type in your ID here, log in, and then it takes you to dashboard. I'm not going to showcase that, but if you did, you would see that you could edit your name of your podcast, RSS feed, description, how you want to order or arrange your podcast episodes as well, and so on and so forth. Okay. Pause. Okay. So the next one has to do with iTunes and Apple, and let me kind of sift through the tabs here to see what we have upcoming. Radio, Apple Music Radio. Being on Apple Music once again. Okay, still a lot of Apple stuff. So iTunes, this is me searching up, understanding what is the difference between Apple Music and iTunes. Apparently, iTunes is a software program that acts as a media player, media library, mobile device management utility, and a client app for the iTunes store developed by Apple Inc. It is used to purchase, play, and so on and so forth. So we have Twitter, Facebook, and Wikipedia. Download the latest version from the Microsoft Store. The latest entertainment apps now come installed with the latest Mac OS. Basically, it's an app. That's all I know about it. I think it's an app for listening to music. And I think I was aware of this, but I didn't understand its relationship to Apple Music. So what is the difference between Apple Podcasts, Apple Music, and iTunes? And I think I've heard that iTunes was discontinued or something along those lines. But I don't think it did any particular research further. So we have the initial release and the stable release and operating system. Mac OS Mojave and earlier. Can I whatever? All right, let's move on. Next. Apple Music. Listen to your favorite songs, artists, playlists on Apple Music, stream music, and lossless audio. Download songs and play them offline. Start listening for free today. Again, we're trying to compare. We're understanding what is the difference between iTunes, what is the difference between Apple Music, and I couldn't figure out the difference. Third, we have music.apple.com. So basically, when we were at Apple Music, and we're going to close this now, we clicked on it and brought us over to their webpage. So music.apple.com, we have the radio here. Music One, Music Hits, Music Country, Country Risers Radio with Ward Gwentler. 2010 Hits Essentials, the Apple Music List, number one. And a Kiss 92.5, Virgin Radio 98.5. This takes me back to work. 98.5 Virgin Radio, 102.1 The Edge, CP24 Sportsnet, Hot 97. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. BBC Radio. Yeah. Okay. So this is a page that I definitely want to keep open. I don't want to forget about this when I decide to pop over to the naming. But we're going to close again all these particular topics. We're going to close off the tabs to them once we're done the video. Apple Podcast Connect account. So create an Apple Active account. How to create an account. Apple Connect Podcast, Apple Podcast, Apple Music, Apple. Goes on and on and on. Okay, I see even more tabs here. I'm not sure what this is. So podcastconnect.apple.com. So what I can see here, and you guys can't see this unless I go over to display. So I'm going to head over to display for a moment. Check on the time. We're running in on 20 minutes. So if you head over to display, basically what you can see here is that the tabs here at the very top have been blanked out. And what that means is that I have to actually log into these tabs in order to see what's there. But there's account details. there's Podcast Connect dashboard in general, and then there's the agreements, tax, and banking. So if you were going to create a subscription with your podcast for people who are listening, then you could do that there as well. So information, dashboard, as well as agreements, tax, and banking. We can close all of that, and I'm not going to explore further. I'm not going to log in, and we'll just get rid of all that. Okay. Next, more of this Apple Podcasts. Once again, we have duplicate tabs here for Apple Podcast Connect. We just covered this. We don't need this one either. And here's another one here for one account for everything. And this just goes back to full circle. So the previous video and podcast, we actually covered Apple at the very beginning. And we can get rid of this as well because it's just a homepage. All right, so the last thing we'll cover. Join Apple Podcast Connect. Your Apple Podcast account will be linked to the Apple ID you use to sign in. Give the account a name and let us know if this is an individual or a company account. Select individual if you're representing yourself or if you're a sole proprietor. Select company if you're registered as a company or organization. You'll create one account for your company, then add users to your account to help manage your shows. If you previously had multiple people submitting shows for your company and need to merge them into one account, contact us. Then agree to terms of service or TOS. If you're working with a hosting provider to offer free podcasts via RSS feeds, you're ready to go. You can start submitting shows to Apple Podcasts. Sign up for the Apple Podcasters program. Obviously, I'm not going to do this because I don't have... You only make it to this point if you actually have a fairly sizable audience. Obviously, I'm not going to do that yet. Anyways, if you do have an audience, you can definitely try and do that, okay? All right, I think that's about everything. I'm going to leave it here and say probably looks like the next few tabs have something to do with Overcast. And Overcast is something that I don't think I actually have the URL to yet. So that should be something new. Breath of fresh air. So we'll actually have some use for the next couple tabs. All right, thanks for tuning in. This is Rishav with another podcasting series. We're knocking off, I think we're down to about 300 tabs now remaining for podcasting. Again, we're just going through all the different distribution platforms and so on and so forth. So with that being said, thanks for tuning in. If you have anything related to share, of course, if you personally used to use iTunes and you can actually comment and tell me what's up, you know, educate me about what's the difference between Apple Music, Apple Podcasts, and iTunes, and if one has actually gone obsolete, I'd actually like to know, and that'd be interesting for me as well. Okay, so thanks for tuning in. I'm signing out, and I'll see you guys in the next one. Peace out.